Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back, and we have Jonathan Gray here. We had to do a little fancy dancing because of some audio connection problems we've had for the last month or so, but we're soon going to overcome it. We are just doing a little setting changes to his microphone, so it'll come through on Skype or on phone. I called him directly all the way to New Zealand on my cell phone. Jonathan, we have a pre-Christmas show today, and I want you to cover Christmassy-type topics, you think, because I mentioned a couple things on the shows this week that a lot of people are not aware of. They're deeply embedded in the Bible. Jesus talked about, one of the first things I think we need to talk about is, what is Christmas season? Well, first off, Jesus' birthday is most probably in Sukkot, according to academic experts, and 6 months opposite of the birth date of John the Baptist. Jesus also talked more about hell than he even talked about, or the end of separation from God. He talked about money. And in fact, the primary reason why there's atheists is they believe that hell couldn't be existing of a righteous and a wonderful God, and therefore atheists' primary reason of why they're an atheist is they believe that a cruel God who will keep you in eternal punishment is evil. And the fact is, God is not evil. When you do not have a relationship with him, you don't go to hell, you become annihilated. And people don't get this, do they? Right, Jonathan? Hello, Jonathan. Are you still there? I don't think I hear Jonathan now. Let's see. We had Jonathan a second ago. Let's see if we can... We had a Skype audio. No, let's see if we try again. Okay, are you still there? Jonathan, are you still there? We lost our connection there.
Yes, Jonathan.
Yeah, hi, Jonathan. Dr. Bill, we lost our connection for a second. So I was mentioning that one of the most important things that Jesus talked about is God is a good, loving God. And the reason why we still have a Christmas season, which is, even if with all our confusion and so on, it's not correct, because the birthday is most likely in the fall around Sukkot, the fall feast. It's important to understand that God is not cruel. If you don't have a relationship with him, you cease to exist when your physical body dies. You don't go to a place of eternal punishment. That's one of the first ones, right?
That's right.
And one of the other things is there's not three gods. The mezuzah on the door, which God says there's only one God, and I change it's not, is the Word, which is God when he incarnated in flesh and came into time-space. Because remember, God himself lives in the eternal now. To God, there's no past or future. He's beyond dimensions. So he's omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. So God, in his fullness, doesn't have any limitations by any means whatsoever in time and space. So he's always now to God. And when he incarnated as flesh, he entered time-space as Yeshua, but it was God who incarnated. It's not a separate person or separate God. And there's no such thing as a separate Holy Ghost. The reason why this was inserted is because the high-level Masons and Druid wanted a trinary God, so they can insert two of the three names, a New York Rite, for example, Scottish York Rite, as the names of Yah, the Creator God, the Breath, Baal, the fertility and property god, and Osiris, the god of the underworld, that resurrects literally on Christmas Day when the sun dances in Druidic ceremonies, going back to ancient Egypt, Sumer, and even before then, the ancient Atlantis and Mu, tens of thousands of years ago. People don't understand. These are ancient evil things that are nothing to do with the Bible or God's truth. There's only one God, isn't there? And it's on the mezuzah of every ancient Hebrew. And so it was on my home, and I'm putting mine back up because there's only one God. People don't get this, do they? Jesus is not just a prophet. He is God in the flesh, isn't he?
Oh, yes.
Right. That's why when Peter and some confronted him, they said, well, who are you? You know, and then they brought up all this Trinitarianism because, remember, the church was taken over by high-level druids, including Constantine, who converted it. So people need to understand, we're not looking for the birth of another God. Christmas time, they show the manger and so on. We're seeing the incarnation of the God in the flesh that came down to actually eventually marry us collectively as the human race, saved by him, to become the everlasting bride of the Most High. So the message of Christmas, if there's any good message, is God is coming back eventually to the marriage supper, which I can see the signs of very soon, aren't they? We're not decades away. We're just months and years away, aren't we?
Oh, it's converging very fast. And the final movements will be rapid ones.
Right. So where do you think things are happening now? What do you see happening in the world? Because what I found out in the last week is that Donald Trump and his son, Jared Kushner, who is a high-level Talmudic Jewish warlock, if you want to call it, are planning on building not only the final U.S. embassy, right over the sites for the ancient Jewish temple near the Springs of Gihon, which is below the Eastern Gate. People don't know that Trump is very similar in many ways to King Herod Agrippa. He's a high-level Scottish Rite Mason. He's a do-gooder. He's a white hat. But he's actually preparing us for a new world order, isn't he? He's doing his version of it, which people don't get, do they?
People need to read the prophetic writings because they open up the door to what's happening and what it means and what's about to happen.
Now, I support Trump and his voting, but I want to have a mano-a-mano talk. I'd like to have people like you and myself and Kelby Smith and real believers to confront Donald Trump because he's not a Christian. He's a pre-Christian. And again, most people don't realize that 98% of what high-level Masons do, whether they're the running the Shriner hospitals or whatever, is good. They support their communities. They support police. They support and do good things. But doing good things doesn't mean you're one of God's children, does it? Doing what is right in your own eyes is actually the definition of evil, which is the sin that Eve accepted from Satan because he said, God made you so perfect, you don't need to consult God anymore. You already know and named all the animals on the planet. You do what is right in your own eyes because you don't need to pray to God or find out what his version of truth is and light, right?
Do your own thing and you'll become like a God.
Right. So in other words, Luciferianism is polytheism, whereas if you're a believer, there's only one God and he's the king, he's on the throne, and there's no separate God or gods.
Well, this time of the year when people are focusing on the birth of Jesus into the world, it's good to reflect on the matters that you've just been mentioning.
Right. Now, the churches, why are they so apostate? Because pastors are there to try to introduce people to Jesus, but they don't introduce them to the real Jesus, which is not just a prophet, as they teach in Islam. In fact, most of them preach in the Quran and the Hadith that Jesus, when he returns to earth, actually has to convert people to Islam, or he is to behead them. People don't know that the actual Quran teaches that, do they?
That's what it teaches, that's right.
Right, people don't want to hear, no, you can't say that. In fact, if I said this statement in Canada, I would be put in jail, or in Europe, because they don't now, as of a month ago, protect you from what we call hate speech by pointing out the actual text in their books that says clearly what their intentions are. That's why people don't understand what's going on, and that's why there's an alliance between Islam and the globalist Luciferic New World Order and the high-level Masons of whatever ilk, whether they're Buddhists, Muslims, or transhumanists, like, you know, all these transhumanists want to download their consciousness into a supercomputer. People don't get it, do they?
Well, it's time everybody started reading for themselves what the scriptures really say, because it'll open their eyes.
Well, now, I'd like you to get into, now that I've given that little intro, I want you to get into the earth stuff and dealing with the Christian things. As you've been an ancient archaeologist, your website's beforeus.com. You're soon going to have a show on our new network, which is really important because we need to bring the true gospel, the good news, to the whole world. The good news is, don't be nervous no matter how the economy is doing and how much they're jacking up the interest rates and how the environment's changing, and they're claiming that if we literally let the African nations industrialize, we'll all literally melt like lead in a Venus-like environment. this is a statement put out in 2015 by Barack Obama. What people have to understand is our God is on the throne. He's not nervous, and he's going to come and save us, and he's going to cut off evil. It said in the book of Mark, lest those days be cut short, no flesh would survive. Well, the cutting short is going to come, and it's going to come around the middle of that 7 years, that process of cutting off is going to come in that middle of that seven last years of tribulation. The first 1,230 days when the sacrifice is cut off on Yom Kippur after Sukkot, and the last 1,290 days from Yom Kippur that passes Pesach or Passover to Yom Teruah, the last feast of the long blowing, is going to come quickly, and God is going to remove evil, not good, from the earth. The rapture is not to remove, this is another apostasy by the church, the rapture is to remove evil, not good, from the earth, isn't it?
Well, the whole thing is evil must be removed from the universe, otherwise it will just keep going.
Exactly, and God is in control, and we're not.
We know you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAMA4M of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
And we're managing to step by step trying to eliminate things to get things working audio. Jonathan, the things I mentioned, these are really big deals within the so-called apostate Christian church. And the non-church people, the people that are involved with modern Judaism, which is an apostate version of ancient Judaism, had 1,300 years in Babylon to accumulate the writings of the rabbinic councils, the Sefiot Zaira, and the Talmud of Babylon. These are evil documents. Now, unfortunately, the church is literally, if they can see spiritually the lies and so on, it says in the book of Revelation, behold, Babylon the great, mother of harlots and of abominations on the earth. The fact is, a lot of the things that the church has and holds closely to themselves, like Trinitarianism and hell, and the unforgiveness of God in hell, and the idea that there's three gods, are all apostasies that God sees on the entire church, doesn't he?
Well, the Christian world actually has gone apostate and is classified as Babylon.
Right.
The so-called churches today that are following in the footsteps of the Romanism that came out of Babylon.
And of course, it makes it very easy for infiltration of every church, including Islam, to be infiltrated by Masons, because basically, Druidic Masonism is parallel to the religions that follow the Mother Church or the Church of Rome, and all their daughter Druidic churches that are around the world that think that they're Christian, and they're not. They have Christianese, and they know about Jesus, but they have a version of Jesus that's not Father in the flesh, or fully understand the grace and the love of God that he wouldn't punish you in eternal hell, or that there's three gods, there's only one God, and then in fact, God is bringing a reparations to the world to take evil out, not to take the good out of earth so all that's left is evil. God's not going to do that. And these apostasies are taking away hope, so a lot of people die from drug and alcohol abuse, and society in general is becoming more hopeless, isn't it?
Well, it's getting worse and worse, that's true.
Right. So what I'd like to do is I'd like you to kind of talk about some of the archaeological things you've discovered that can explain the truth about what, you know, even though we've got the season wrong and it's not the right time of the year, but there's some truth about Christmas that's very important. Aside from all the decorations that are incorrect, like the Christmas tree that was started in Europe, you know, in Germany, etc., and the decorations and all of the other things about Santa and his elves. In fact, it turns out that the costume of Santa is exactly the same costume as they put on the Pope when they bury him. They bury him in a Santa suit, don't they?
Yeah, that's right.
And they have actually a special, if you want to call it, church in the Vatican City that actually has an altar and even statues to Lucifer. People don't know this. They think, well, no, even the Mormons have an actual golden altar in the Salt Lake City Temple to Satan or Lucifer. Did you know that?
Yes, I know.
Isn't that wild? And people don't understand this. In fact, when you look at the Satanic Letters by Salman Rushdie, even Muhammad, the so-called prophet, states to his wife he wasn't sure if he was connecting to God when he was talking or channeling, or if he was talking to Lucifer. And when this academic brings this up, they put a fatwa on his head as a British academic, because how dare you bring up things that are actually printed in the actual written word. Now remember, it wasn't written down at the time of Muhammad. There's a number of caliphs that wrote different versions, and there were actually three or four competing versions of the Quran within 150 years after he died. And that's why we have a giant split in the church of the Muslims. So we've got Sunni and Shiite at each other's throats, willing to kill each other more than they want to kill even Christians and Jews. Amazing, isn't it?
Yep, that's right. Well, now, going back to archaeology, and I think perhaps this would be of interest. We haven't mentioned this in the past, but there were stars that announced the coming of the Messiah. And
you mentioned in like your book, The Sting of the Scorpion, which, by the way, you've got amazing books and videos. I tell people, you must support this ministry. You must get your books and videos. You must find this information. The Sting of the Scorpion, the star signs of the coming of the incarnation of the Father, God himself descending to become in flesh, Yeshua, HaMashiach, which means the Father who became flesh and dwelt among us. Please continue.
Yes, from the ancient prophecy of the coming one that was written on the star charts, it had come to be generally believed that heavenly bodies gave signs of events which were coming on the earth. And in fact, some nations, there must have been a knowledge so complete as to embrace the time and the place of his coming. And we find a clear and well-authenticated case in the Magi. It's a matter of record that these wise men of a fallen country to the east did actually come to Jerusalem and thence to Bethlehem to find and worship the newborn child. And the question is, how did they know about him? How did they know that he deserved worship? How came they to such full conviction that the birth had occurred in the country of Judea? And what induced them to launch an expedition lasting several months and involving such a costly and laborious search? Well, the answer is quite simply, it was the signs in the ancient zodiac maps and the very detailed prophecies connected with them. Now, people today, of course, go to fortune tellers, astrologers and so on, but that everything that God does, Satan likes to counterfeit.
Right, well, he did through Babylon and converted a lot of the stars and actually become gods in the heavens. And in the ancient star signs talked about the rise of the incarnation of Yeshua and the actual gospels in the star signs.
That is right, yes. And that was all a perversion of the genuine.
Amazing.
Now, right down through history, it's been noted that the Magi were a listed tribe of the country of Media, and they were pastoralists who engaged in a keen study of religion, astronomy, and other sacred science.
And by the way, the Medians were the people that intermarried with the Kohanim. In fact, my ancestor 2,800 years ago was the head of the family line from Moses that married the daughter of the king of the Medes and took on their tribal name called the Naimas. That's my mother's family name. So the Medians were the Magi, the people that kept the word of the ancient star sign prophets and knew the coming king. So the Magi resided in western Iran, the capital of Isfahan, which is the capital of Media, right?
Yes, that's right.
So I know my family history going back 2,800 years to Moses.
And their religious understanding was the noblest and least corrupted in the ancient world.
Right.
It was from them that the monarch Cyrus also selected the priests for Persia.
Right.
But more importantly, their faith was similar to that of other Gentile notables like Job, Jethro, Balaam, and so on, who lived by the ancient revelations that had been preserved. And the Magi believed in the great controversy that was going on between God and Lucifer.
Right.
That was shaping history, and they possessed both the solar and the lunar zodiacs, which they claimed were given by God to teach man wisdom and forecast the future and give hope to the righteous.
Right, so that form of astrology is being brought back by my son, believe it or not. Do you know that?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The three wise men that came to actually visit Jesus with gold, frankincense, and myrrh were Medians. And it turns out that the Medians were the primary people that intermarried with the Kohanim. So the modern Kohens are actually the descendants of the Kohanim that were the ones of the high priests, both the Aaronic and the Mosaic Kohanim. And my family line were the Mosaic. The only line that actually is direct blood descendants of Moses are all Median blood, aren't they? They're the actual Magi were Medians, weren't they?
Yes.
Right. Now, people didn't know that's why. Well, why is Deagle here? Well, because I'm a Magi. I'm literally descended from the Medians and the Kohanim in Isfahan 2,800 years ago when my family married the daughter of the king of the Medes, who was the head of the Kohanim and the only blood descendant in the family line directly from Moses. 2,800 years ago, kept in a written letters going back to my family 2,800 years in a written prophecy 2,000 years ago by Yeshua to my ancestors that one would arise at the time of the end as Moses to lead people back to prepare them for the marriage supper of the Lamb, the bridegroom, Yeshua, God in the flesh, marrying us as the family of God. So in other words, you're speaking right now and listening to a modern Magi. That's Dr. Bill Deagle, believe it or not.
Well, that's fascinating. Thanks for letting us know that.
Now, I want people to understand why, because you are too, because you bring the message of the ancient archaeology. That's why your site's so important, and that's why I want you on the network, because your word has to get out to the people, because when they see the star signs, like your book, The Sting of the Scorpion, when they see the videos, when they see the architecture and the ancient underground cities and so on, it proves that the Bible is true always. For example, when I talk to people that think there's a flat earth, this is something that was invented by the Vatican half a millennium ago to keep people from exploring the New World. And when Sir Francis Bacon, the illegitimate son of Queen Elizabeth I, wrote the Voynich documents, they tried to actually push forward this idea of a new Atlantis, and they wanted to be under control or in control of the rise of this new superstate in America that would eventually be the seat of the new Atlantis and the New World Order, which they planned from the beginning would be the place where the mark of the beast would be forced and the system on the whole world from America. Isn't that true? It's not just from Europe. Europe is part of the system because we're a vassal of the Vatican and of the Jesuit system of finances that are controlling the world finances through the fractional reserve system of the Vatican banks. People don't know this, do they?
No, it's not generally known, but it's a fact. Yeah.
And it's an ugly fact. The fact is that Donald Trump is like literally working parallel to King Herod Agrippa, that rebuilt the temple of Jerubbabel from the 5th century at the time of Yeshua Jesus. He killed the cousin of Jesus, John the Baptist, when he asked religious questions of Jesus. He wouldn't answer because he had killed his cousin, who was born exactly 6 months older than Yeshua Jesus, to the day, right?
So, getting back to the sky omens, Dr. Bill, which the Magi followed, it's an astronomical fact that can be checked that in 7 BC, a conjunction of the planets Jupiter and Saturn occurred in the sign of Pisces.
Right.
Now, the sign of Pisces was the sign of the Hebrews to the ancient world.
Right.
It was the sign of the fish.
Right.
To the Hebrews. Now, this meant Jupiter, according to understanding of Jewish rabbis and Gentile scribes, agreed that a conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn would betoken the birth of a lordly and illustrious operator and the start of a new order of things. And as a matter of fact, it was understood long before the event that these particular planets in this particular constellation was to be a sign of the Messiah's coming.
Right, it even predicted where it would be, which was in Bethlehem. And in fact, the actual letters of the fish actually says Yeshua, the incarnation of the Creator God in the flesh. In other words, the name fish, hundreds and hundreds of years before Jesus arrived on earth, actually indicated that the Creator God of the universe was going to incarnate in physical flesh and dwell among us, wasn't it?
That's right. And Jupiter was regarded as the planet associated with kings, and Saturn was identified with the Jews. And we actually have this in the ancient writings, which have survived right down to our day.
Right.
And so the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction in Pisces had a strong, clear, unambiguous message. And to Babylonians and to Jews alike, it heralded the coming of the Messiah, who would ultimately save those who could be rescued, and that he would be born among the people signified by Pisces, that is, the Jews.
Right.
And this understanding was commonplace in Jewish tradition.
Right. And, of course, these books and things were removed with Constantine because they didn't want these ancient books and knowledge. And, for example, it turned out that all the Kohanim that returned in the 5th century at the Temple of Jerubbabel built by King Cyrus of Persia, who's, by the way, whose mother, I believe, was also, if I remember correctly, I think she had Median blood. Was that correct?
I'd have to confirm that.
Right, but the fact is that the Temple of Jerubbabel and the Kohanim that actually managed it were both Median and Kohanim blood from the ancient Ephraim, descendants of Joseph. And what people have to understand, the Magi were actually the ones that actually took care of the temple, so they had this knowledge, and even modern Jews can go back to the documents that are countered by all these rabbis now with the rabbinic writings since 1,300 years in Babylon that have confused them. So they don't read all these ancient writings or star signs. And if they did, they'd realize the Messiah already came as the Father in the flesh, because they believe even on the mezuzah on their door from Chronicles that the Lord God is one, and the Lord God came in flesh and dwelt among them. And it says in the book of Psalms, how they'll see the one that was pierced, and they shall repent. And it says one-third of all Jews on earth will repent of this crime. Doesn't it say that in the Bible?
There's a lot of interesting prophecies all coming together.
Right, in fact, the Gospel...
Also, Dr. Bill,
yeah,
that in March 5 BC, and again in April 4 BC, a comet without a tail, or a nova, as it's sometimes called, certainly a very unusual star, appeared first in Capricornus. Now, Capricornus was the sign of the coming sacrifice that was going to be made for mankind.
Right.
And this appeared in one of the decans of Capricorn. Now, if we had time, we could go into the significance of that. But the conjunctions, first of all, followed by this comet, could have attracted attention toward Palestine. The unusual star 2 years later could have spurred the Magi on their way, because they reached Judea some considerable time before the death of Herod, and Herod died between December the 6th and April the 11th in the year 5 to 4 BC.
Right.
So if we put his death into the picture, he was alive when the Magi came.
Right, and he was alive, in fact, and they had to go back an alternate way because King Herod Antipas was the one who tried to kill all the firstborn children because he had a prophetic warning that the king was coming. Right?
That's
right. Right, and so people don't understand. The Magi knew, and in fact had to return on an alternate route, and they went back in an alternate route so they wouldn't be tracked by these people, realizing that they knew that Yeshua had already been born. Right?
Yes. Now, it's very clear that the warning that the Magi received had occurred 2 years before they arrived in Israel,
right,
in the land of Judah. And it was this warning that caused the Magi to look for his sign in the east, his star in the east, which they followed.
Right.
Now, it was that these wise men from the east came asking for a newborn king and saying that they had seen his star in the east.
How did they find the star? How did they discover the actual place, like Bethlehem? Because it says the star actually shone over Bethlehem. I guess we're going to break now.
We're going to that after the break.
After the break, we'll go back into it. It's very important people understand that. That literally God is bringing a culmination of the end times. Your wisdom, your knowledge of the star signs, my family history, and the calling that I have. All of us are a choir of angelic truth to the people to save mankind heading toward destruction.
Silver has always been.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
So, this is a great message of hope, isn't it, Jonathan? Please continue, because we have another segment. I'd like to do a video, if we can, in the next few days, before the Christmas holiday, if we can get your audio working properly. One way or the other, even by phone, I want to put up some of your star charts from your book, The Sting of the Scorpion, and actually explain this in some more detail. But please continue, because what you're saying here is that all star signs of the ancients, from the Medians and the Magi, which became the Kohanim that came back to the Temple of Zerubbabel, at the time of Jesus, they had full knowledge, and the Magi that returned actually before the death of King Herod Antipas, the one who called out for the death of the firstborn children, who knew that the king, the God in the flesh, was coming, was aware of the fact that the creator of the universe was going to come and dwell among us as flesh, as Yeshua HaMashiach, which means the one who has come as the Father that incarnates in the flesh. And the star signs and even the name, the fish, actually are the letters of, is the breath who comes and incarnates in flesh and dwells among us. Those are the actual first letters of the name Ichthyos, or fish, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Isn't that amazing? And what language was that? Was that Aramaic or Greek? What language was it?
That was in the Greek.
Yeah. So, and of course, God knew that the gospel would be spread by Paul, who's a Greek Jew. And it's interesting. God knows in the end from the beginning, because God is, ever-present, omniscient, and omnipotent. There's no such thing as a past or future to God, for everything is now, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
And even Satan can't grasp this, because the great lie is that he's the God of this world, and this is the only world, not a spiritual world or an eternal one, but God is the God of eternity. And what he's going to do is marry his eternity in flesh as the Father, the incarnated in flesh, Yeshua, marries us as the bride collectively, now billions and soon trillions or quadrillions as we spread across the galaxy, bringing the truth of the Creator God to a dying universe and bringing it back to the order of the Most High God in this world of decay. Amazing. Please continue.
Okay. Now, it's very clear that the warning that the Magi received had occurred 2 years previous to their arrival in the land of Judah.
Right.
And it was this warning that caused the Magi to look for the sign, his star in the east. And so it was that these wise men from the east came asking for a newborn king and saying that they had seen his star in the east. And Herod, the Roman-appointed puppet king, was nervous about the possible usurper of his throne, and he inquired, what time did the star appear? So that's in Matthew chapter 2, verse 7.
Right.
And then, after being told that the star had appeared 2 years earlier, he consequently sent his soldiers down to Bethlehem, which had about 1,000 population and about 20 children who were about 2 years old and under, and he consequently slew all those children because he wanted to make sure he got the right one, so he killed them all. Any children born in Bethlehem that were now under 2 years had to be killed.
Right.
And so the visitors must have informed him concerning the conjunction and the associated omens, and the jealous despot Herod sent his murderers to Bethlehem to butcher those unweaned male infants living there.
Right.
He was just plain sight.
But the angel had come also to Mary and Joseph and told them to go to Egypt, so they left for Egypt and didn't come back till later, right? To Nazareth.
Exactly, yes.
So,
in the writings of Augustus Caesar, actually, this is mentioned, the fact of Herod slaughtering the babies of Bethlehem. So, outside the Bible, we have secular history corroborating the event.
Right.
Now, of course, by this action, Herod felt secure, hopefully, but a fat chance, because within months he was dead, and so he lost the throne anyway.
Right. He lost the throne to his son, who... Yeah.
Go ahead.
He lost his son to his son, who killed John the Baptist.
Yes, that's right. His son took over. But Herod actually didn't save himself the kingdom, because he was dead within a few months. So
right.
What fat chance did it do him?
This is amazing, these things, how they are all converging now. And I learned something today that I didn't realize, that in fact the Medians were the Magi, which makes sense in my family history going back. My great-uncle Michael showed me the documents and told me about the documents that were when I was 14, and I'm only 66, going to turn 67 in February. They're passed through our family for 2,000 years, a prophecy given by Yeshua that basically the one who would arise would be a prophet at the time of the end as Moses. And it's the basis of my great-uncle Michael in Lebanon publishing 100 years ago the book called Khalil Gibran's book, The Prophet, which is an allegory about the prophet at the time of the end announcing the return of Yeshua for his bride. That ancestor, that ancestor 2,000 years ago was in the Sanhedrin with Joseph of Arimathea, and that written prophecy was passed through my family for 2,000 years in writing.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Now, here's something else that's most interesting. Apart from the time of his birth, which was probably September, actually, about the time of the Feast of Tabernacles, there's available evidence that suggests that the actual birth date was sometime or soon after September 15.
Right.
Now, nothing to do with December 25. That
right.
was...
Yeah, it's most probably...
...keeping their sheep out in the open after the end of October.
Exactly. In fact, the actual physical circumstances and the 6 months absolute difference between the birth date of Yeshua, Jesus incarnating as Father in the flesh, and the birth of John the Baptist 6 months before his first cousin, shows that it was most probably Sukkot, which is the Feast of Tabernacles, because God was going to tabernacle with us, wasn't he?
That is right, and everything, signs were all around. Now, it's also an astronomical fact, Dr. Bill, that at the precise hour of midnight on the third week of September in 5 BC, the sign of Pisces, regarded as a sign of the Jewish people, was on the meridian above Bethlehem, the predicted birthplace.
Wow.
And it's a further fact that on this date, the sun stood in Virgo, everywhere regarded as the sign of the Virgin.
Right.
Mother, from whom the divine human redeemer was to come.
Right.
And the Son, Jesus himself is called the Son of Righteousness. And in the sky, the Son stood at that time in Virgo, the constellation of Virgo.
Wow.
Bethlehem.
Wow.
And it's also a fact that 9 months earlier, the sign of the Virgin at midnight was just rising on the eastern horizon. And at the same date at midnight, the stars of the constellation Corona, which actually was a sign of the sea, the circle of the sun, or the circle of the sea.
What was that constellation again, that sign? I just didn't hear it clearly.
Yes. At the same date, at midnight, the stars of the constellation Coma, special sign of the sea, the desire of nations,
right,
was just rising on the eastern
right, horizon. And in fact, that's what Yeshua, one of the names of Yeshua Jesus was, is the seed, the glorious seed of the Father coming incarnating in flesh, is one of his names,
exactly.
Is the seed, yeah.
Yes, and it's interesting that both Gentile and Jewish peoples had an ancient prophecy that in the period in which the promised one should be born, there would appear a very bright star in the sky, and this new star was to appear in the sign of the Virgin, which it did.
Wow. That is so... My whole body is tingling with the truth of that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And I want to say a prayer now for everybody out there. May you be blessed by Christmas, and may this Christmas bring you truth and knowledge and wisdom, not a knowledge of man, but a knowledge of the Most High that lives beyond time and space and gives wisdom to great ones like Jonathan Gray. Visit his website, beforeus.com. Pray for him and pray for me and for our health, that we can persist to the day of his coming. So, Jonathan, you finish it up.
Yes.
I'm a little overwhelmed.
God bless you, Dr. Bill. And may this season be a blessed one for you and your wife.
May it bless other people to know that whether they're near death or they're just coming into life, that God is always with them. As he was when he came to earth the first time. And he's coming back for us as a bride. May that special, sacred gold, frankincense, and myrrh in the spiritual realm be given to people today. For I, a modern magi, deliver to you, the people, the truth of great ones like Jonathan Gray, who is an apostle and prophet of the end, and myself, who's called to speak and crawl toward the cross where Jesus died, the Father, for our sins, and let them not raise up an abomination that desolates, and let God take out evil from this world. And so the world will become a glorious place like the Garden of Eden again, and mankind will spread across the galaxy and the cosmos, bringing the knowledge of the Most High to the universe.
Folks, this is very important.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. and listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.